This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
ليلة الجمعة ليلة عظيمة مباركة يسن فيها الإكثار من الصلاة على سيدي ومولاي رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه من كل عمل صالح. The night of Jumu'ah, it's a blessed night. There's a lot of barakah in this night. The sunnah to increase your salah upon the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام and every good deed. Before I start the khatira, يعني for all those children who came to the halaqa today, you can give yourselves a pat on the back as you walk out. As most children in the city and probably in the country and in the continent are outside, being silly, dressing up and doing silly things. And you came to the masjid and you did the Qur'an, you prayed Isha. So you're worthy of praise and Jazakumullah khair for coming for the Qur'an program and coming for Isha. So good for you. Our community should celebrate more the fact that you do stuff like this. I appreciate it, even if you don't get to hear it from a lot of other people. But I appreciate the fact that at your age, you didn't fight with your parents and you came to the masjid and you attended the Quran program, you prayed Isha, so good for you. If you don't want to pat yourself on the back, you can come to me and I'll pat you on my back myself, inshallah. But Jazakumullah khair. So, يروي الإمام مسلم في صحيحه عن أم حبيبة أم المؤمنين رضي الله عنها رملة بنت أبي سفيان قالت سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول. So the hadith tonight collection Imam Muslim read to us by his wife Umm Habiba Ramla bint Abi Sufyan, and the theme of the etiquettes of salah. And every time I'm going to talk about different etiquettes, I'm not going to do it in a specific sequence so that you don't know what I'm going to talk about next. I'm just going to talk about different etiquettes. And the end, inshallah, at the end of this series, inshallah, they'll playlist all of the ahadith, and we'll do like a Kahoot contest for the students, inshallah, to memorize the ahadith and the teaching points or the learning points. So what he said, alayhi salam, is the following. قال من صلى ثنتي عشرة ركعة في اليوم والليلة تطوعا من غير الفريضة بنى الله له بيتا في الجنة. So he said عليه الصلاة والسلام, anyone who prays 12 rak'ah during the day and the night within 24 hours, تطوع, so it's an act of it's a sunnah act. You're not doing it من غير الفريضة, aside from the 17 rak'ahs that you pray between the obligatory prayers. If you do 12 extra, غير الفريضة, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for every time you do that, builds a house for you in Jannah. So what I'm going to point out to you is the different opinions on what those 12 are and what the madhahib say, just so we understand kind of what to do. Out of the four madhahib, the madhahib that got it right in terms of what the, because every madhahib has two ways of looking at salat al-sunnah, right? They have something called as-sunan al-mu'akkada or al-rawatib, and they have something called sunnah غير مؤكدة أو غير راتبة. All of them, all four of them have this categorization. But they use different words, but it's the same idea. They talk about salawat, sunnah that are done around prayers that are of a high degree of recommendation, and then of a lower degree. Not of a low degree, just a lower from that one. So just a secondary recommendation. So every madhab has the two categorizations. So the one that got it right, in my opinion, is the Hanafi madhab in their first one. So they point out الرواتب to be 12 rak'ahs, and they have them as the following: two before Fajr, first of all, and then four before Dhuhr, and two after Dhuhr, so that's what now, 8, and then two after Maghrib and two after Isha. That is the rawatib for the Hanafiyya, and it's 12, exactly the number of the, and I think it's the one that is probably the most easiest to follow. Now the Hanafis, in their second categorization, they have 28 rak'ah. And some of them are four with one taslima. It becomes complicated, so I don't want to go. But amongst them are four before Asr and four before Isha, and then different combinations, right? The Malikis are different. They have something called mutlaq al-nafli bila adad. So for them, they just tell you the prayers and the timings, and then you can pray as much as you want. 2, 4, 6, whatever you want to do. And they have the same timings, just a small difference. For their first category, which is the highest recommended, they have before Fajr, mutlaq al-nafli bila adad, and then Dhuhr before and after, and then Asr before, and then Maghrib and Isha after. Right? So that's how they categorize it. And then in their second degree, it's the same timings, just more rak'at. The same timings, just more rak'at. So that's how the Malikis do it. The Shafi'i and the Hanbalis, for their first degree of recommendation, they're identical. They have the exact same thing for their first degree of recommendation. They have 10 rak'at, not 12. And it goes like this. It's 2 before Fajr, 2 before Dhuhr, 2 after it, 2 after Maghrib, 2 after Isha. So similar to the Hanafis just have 4 before Dhuhr instead of 2. So they make it 12 instead of... Now the Shafi'is, they add to the second degree of recommendation. They add 4 before Asr, 2 before Maghrib, 2 before Isha. And 2 before Maghrib and then 2 before Isha. And then adding to the ones that are already there, more rak'at to pray. The Hanbalis just don't add the two before a Maghrib or Isha. They just don't add those, but they have the four before Asr and then a bunch of other ones as well. Right. So what do you need to know from all this? There's only two timings that the Madhahib say you don't pray for Salah. Anyone know them, what they are, based on what I said? There's only two timings that after around Salawat that you don't pray at all. Yes? After Fajr, after Asr. That's it. After Fajr, after Asr, the only two timings that all the Madhahib say you don't pray. Every other timing, there is a recommendation within a madhab for you to pray two or four rak'at. So, for example, every time you make adhan, you could always pray two rak'at sunnah, always. Because there's always a recommendation within one of the schools of jurisprudence for you to pray two rak'at before that salah. So all the salah before them, you can pray two rak'at. Not all of them have the same degree of recommendation. For example, Fajr is the highest, and then after that is Dhuhr, and then after that is Asr, and then Maghrib and Isha are the lowest. And this is looking at all of the schools of thought, school of jurisprudence put together, right? After, yeah? So Jum'ah is different. Jum'ah is its own thing. Jum'ah, you can do this. Yeah, Jum'ah is a whole different. I'm not going to talk about Jum'ah. Jum'ah is way too complicated. I have to go through the different, they all different opinions on that. But in general, for the Salawat, everything before, there's always a recommendation to pray at least two. And then after, Fajr and Asr, there isn't any. But you can do as many as you want after that. And that's, so if you add up 12 within the day and the night, then you qualify with this hadith. So you can either do it attached to the salawat, or you can do it within your qiyam al-layl. So my recommendation is if you don't do it around the salawat, so you get maybe 6 rak'ahs throughout the day. You get 2 before Fajr, 2 after Maghrib, 2 after Isha, and that's it. You didn't do anything around Dhuhr. Then make sure that the rest of the 12, that you do them as qiyam al-layl at night. So do them as qiyam al-layl so that you always add up to 12. Yes, Muhammad. Yeah. No, you shouldn't. So don't. Only pray after Fajr and after Asr something that you missed. Like if you missed a prayer before, if you missed a Dhuhr the day before, but don't pray Sunnah. Right? Those are the only two times you shouldn't pray Sunnah. After Fajr and after Asr. Yes? It counts, but it's categorized differently within the schools of jurisprudence. So it's categorized as its own. It's like Witr. So Duha and Witr, these are their own. I'm talking about the prayers of Sunnah that are attached to the Fara'id. So I'm talking about before a salah and after a salah. There's a lot of other prayers you can do throughout the day that aren't attached to salawat. I'm just talking about the ones that are attached to salawat. All right. So probably the strongest opinion of the 12, the strongest, wallahu alam, is the Hanafi opinion of the mu'akkadat. So 2 before Fajr, 4 before Dhuhr, 2 after it, 2 after Maghrib, 2 after Isha. Right. But as I said, aside from after Fajr and after Asr, there's always a recommendation to pray. So go ahead and do it. And we always leave time between adhan and iqama for someone to pray. Because there's always a madhab that has within it a recommendation to pray before that salah. So just a question I got maybe 4 times in the last month is, why are we praying before Isha? Well, for the Shafi'i and for the Hanafi, in their second degree recommendation, they have 2 rak'ahs up to 4 for the Hanafis before Isha. Same thing for Maghrib as well. Right? So there's always recommendation within one of the madhab to pray those sunnah. So I just want to share that with you because that's something maybe to help you figure out what to do within your salawat. يروي الإمام مسلم في صحيحه عن رملة بنت أبي سفيان قالت سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم يقول من صلى لله 12 ركعة في اليوم والليلة تطوعا من غير الفريضة بنى الله له بيتا في الجنة. صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. الحمد لله الذي صرفه إليك. Tomorrow جمعة is 3:15. Tomorrow Jumu'ah is still 3:15. We switch over to 2 o'clock the Jumu'ah after. So we'll see you then, inshallah ta'ala.